Welcome, good morning. So let's begin. We'll start closing our eyes. Let your breath take you to a deeper place than where you began. With every breath, go deeper. The breath grows longer. Our commitment to being in the present moment grows deeper. As we practice, let your deep breath and your commitment to being present be more important than anything else. Is it really what lead you into all the wonderful healing gifts of yoga? So if you find your breath getting shorter, take a moment to rest, change the way you're doing something, come back to your deep breath and let it take you deeper. If at any point you feel your mind following a trail of thought somewhere, turn around, come back. Come back to your breath and back to this moment. Let's drop our head down now and let it rock from side to side. Back to center then, we take our hands to a prayer. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. And then inhale, let the prayer rise up, let it open into the sky, and exhale, the prayer comes back to our heart again. On this drizzly spring day, imagine looking up into a shower of rain. Only instead of rain, imagine its blessings showering down on you. With each inhale, open up, look up, let the blessings rain down. One more inhale, reaches up into the blessings of today. And exhaling, hands come back again to the heart. I do not know how to align my spine with the truth, or stretch far enough to touch the stars. How to really let go is still a mystery to me. Can't seem to tie my life up neatly in a perfect bow. But when I let the ribbon blow freely in the wind, it weaves a magic carpet I could have never foreseen. Inhale once more, reach up into the blessing. Exhale, fold forward. Reaching into a forward bend, we let our hands come to the mat as we step our feet back now. Downward facing dog. Toes curling under our feet, hips reaching to the sky. We don't have to know how to stretch into our body, how to align our spine with the truth. We feel it. We let our breath take us deeper into the experience. We let it all come from the inside. Come up onto your toes now, one heel at a time, stepping down to the ground. Trust the wisdom of your body. Trust the guidance of your heart. Let the ribbon blow in the breeze. Now let's walk our hands back to our feet. We hang forward in a standing forward bend. Sometimes just taking a nice deep sigh is all we need to learn how to really let go, to begin that process. Let your exhale sigh out in release. And then we'll take our hands onto the mat again. Hands will walk forward and bring us back to downward facing dog. From here, we'll lay our knees onto the mat. We'll sit onto our heels and take hands to our heart. With an inhale, rise all the way up now. Open your arms, let blessings pour down. And exhale, come down. With each breath, reach up. Be showered with blessings. Once more, rise up, open into blessings. And then let the ribbon flow in the breeze. Exhale, fold forward, hips reach back, hands reach forward. We come to child's pose. So for a moment, settle here. Child's pose is a great place to come to stop for a moment and go deeper. To return to your deep breath, your commitment to being present. So at any time, if you'd like to, you're welcome to return to this child's pose. It's always here to welcome you back. But since we're just beginning, let's continue to move with fingers open wide, hands planted on the mat. We tuck our toes, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward. Left knee to the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, let hands float down again to the mat. We'll step forward now. And with an inhale, we rise all the way up. Exhaling, dive back down. Hands come to the mat. Now we step the right foot back. Dropping the right knee, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands come down to the earth, we step back. Inhale, shift forward now, taking shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, shoulders curl back as heart lifts into cobra. And with an exhale, we reach back into child's pose. Again, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhaling, child's pose. We tuck the toes, our hips reach to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, we come down. Step the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale, rise like the morning sun. And exhale, come floating down. Hands to the mat, step the left leg back. Knee on the mat, kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach. Exhale to the earth. Step back. Inhale, forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Now keep flowing like this, beginning to lubricate our joints and warm up our muscles. All of it from the inside. We don't need to know how to reach to the stars. We don't need to know how to align our spine. We get there by feeling. What's right for my body is different for your body. What's right for your body is different from what's right for my body. Take one more flow. Let that last flow lay you gently into your child's pose. We'll wait here a moment to let our breath take us into a place that's even deeper. And then curling our toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And with an inhale, we rise up. Exhale, hands come into the heart. Inhale, reach up, look up, let blessings shower down. Let yourself flow. One more time. Reach up into the shower of blessings and let the ribbon flow in the breeze. Exhale, dive all the way down. Sun breath, inhale, rise up. Once more, rise up. Let hands come to a prayer. Let the prayer come to your heart. And we'll step to the front of our mat now for a sun salutation. Inhaling, we reach into the sky. Exhale, sit hips down into chair. Inhale, rise up again. Feel free to curl into a little back bend if you're led there. Exhale, dive all the way down. Inhale, lift up halfway, lengthening back and spine. Exhaling, hands to the mat, step the right leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So knee up or knee down, whatever fits your body best. Exhaling, hands again to the mat, we step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, let's arch up. And with an exhale, it's back to downward facing dog. A right leg reaching into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, back to the earth, we step forward. Inhale, lift it on a wave of breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, rise up. Let the back bend shower blessings on you. Exhale, all the way down. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhaling, hands to the mat, step the left leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, take hands back down to the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. With an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Now it's left leg into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands to the earth, step forward. Inhale, rising. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach up, let blessings shower down. Exhale, all the way to the earth. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, take hands to the mat, let your feet step back. Let's come to downward facing dog. Staying here for a moment, let your breath take you deeper. Deeper than where you began. I do not know how to align my spine with the truth. Or to stretch far enough to touch the stars. How to really let go is still a mystery to me. I can't seem to tie my life up as neatly as a perfect bow. But when I let the ribbon blow freely in the wind, it weaves a magic carpet I could never have foreseen. Trust the wisdom of your body, the guidance of your heart, as we move now to our standing flows. Look to your hands, walk, or jump your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, reach up, let blessings shower down. Let the ribbon blow in the breeze. Reach out. Exhale, sit down into chair. So now our hips reach back, our heels dig in. We lift our heart, we lift our hands. From the inside out, feel the strength of this chair. From deep in your center, let your breath take you to a deeper place of experiencing your strength. Now rise up. Hands come behind the back. Fingers joining together. Let's roll our shoulders back. Let our heart open wide. Face looks up. Blessing shower down. Tip the hips. Let's fold forward. We drop hands to the mat now as we step or jump our feet back. Downward facing dog, bring the right knee into your heart, shift forward, plank or kneeling plank. We're hovering with the knee and foot over the ground. Digging deep into our center of strength. Step back now, let's take the left leg in. Bring the left knee into your body, hover, breathe. Let your breath and your commitment to being present be more important than anything else. Step back now, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog, where we'll take our right leg into the air. Step the right foot forward. Lay the back foot flat down. Let's reach up, warrior one. Our feet firmly planted here, like roots. Right up our body, we create a stem for this flower. It's strong, it's straight, it's supportive. Our shoulders roll back like leaves to let a flower at our heart open, bloom into beauty. The blessings rain down to nourish this moment. From the inside out, we feel our way. Now let arms circle to the back and then around to the front. The shoulders, a place of tension. Gently letting that go. Reaching into the sky and taking hands to the heart. Let's straighten the front leg. Feel free to step in a little with the back foot as we move now to pyramid pose. A pose with straight legs. Hands can shift now to the hips or perhaps a prayer behind your back. We'll turn our entire pelvis forward now as we lengthen through our spine and find our way into pyramid pose. So here we still maintain the incredible grounding through our feet, but each body is different. There are many right ways. And the only way to find the right way for you is to feel it from the inside. Find where your body is happy and says, yes, this is feeling so good. And at some point, if it feels like too much, then you can back up just a little bit. Find where you can breathe deeply. Remain fully committed to the moment. And then hands come down to the mat and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. This time take the left leg into the air. Step the left foot forward. Plant the back foot, reach up. Warrior one. You don't need to know how to reach to the stars. Allow yourself to feel it. The lengthening of your limbs, the opening of your body. Plant your roots, create a strong supportive stem. The leaves curl back. The flower blooms. And blessings shower down. Arms circle to the back. Round and up. And then with a reach into the stars, take hands to the heart, straighten the legs, let's take pyramid pose. Feel free to step in a little bit first if you want. Shifting hands to the hips or the prayer behind you. Tip the hips forward, taking our full spine into this lengthening. Feeling from the inside, the wisdom of your body, the guidance of your heart. Let your breath take you deeper. And then hands come down to the mat. We're stepping back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. As we look to our hands, let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Inhale, reach up, open up, look up, let blessings shower down. Reach up, let the ribbon blow in the wind. Reaching up and then exhaling, sit down into chair. Heels and hips toward the earth, heart and hands toward the sky. And then rise up. Reach hands behind the back. Fingers lacing together, we roll our shoulders back. Our heart lifts upward. Blessing. Hips tipping forward. Let's take a forward bend. Head drops down into gravity. Bend your knees, straighten your legs, what feels right for you. Drop hands to the mat. Walk or jump back, downward facing dog. Bring the right knee into your body. Come forward, hover, plank, or kneeling plank. Pulling in, breathing deeply. Committed to being in this moment. Step back, downward facing dog. Take the left knee in, come forward and hover. Deepening our strength. Not just strength in our body, but we're deepening the strength of our immune system. Strength of our resolve. Strength of our spirit. Step back, downward facing dog. Vinyasa. Inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Take the right leg into the sky. Step forward with the right foot. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So remembering that you can have the knee on or off the mat here. From the inside, we allow ourselves to reach to the stars without having to think about it. We don't have to know how. We'll just let it happen. Bring hands together overhead. And then take hands into the heart. And if your arms were an elephant trunk, let your trunk swing down and up. Back through the heart, down and up. And then the prayer comes back into our heart. And we add a twist, hooking our left elbow across our right thigh, lengthening and spiraling our heart around to the right. Feel free to spread your arms here if you like, or to keep your hands right here at your heart in a prayer. The back knee can come onto the mat at any time. The most important thing is the deep breath, the commitment to being completely present. Now if hands are apart, come back to a prayer. Let's unwind the twist with the prayer at our heart. From here, the prayer comes to our third eye. And then into the sky. When hands open up, let blessings rain down. Hands to the mat. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Take the left leg into the air. Step the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Find the foundation first. And then from the inside out, the wisdom of your body helps you reach up to touch the stars. Your breath take you deeper. Hands come into the heart, and the trunk of the elephant swings first down and forward and then up into the sky, flowing down through the heart. Let it swing. Once more. The prayer then movement comes to our heart, and we enter another twist with the right elbow crossing the left knee, lengthening through the spine and twirling ourselves around to the left. Where does this twist feel healing, nourishing, cleansing for you? Listen to your body. Listen to your breath. Letting go may be a mystery, but let your exhale become like a nice deep sigh that begins to let you feel that moment of letting go. The twist gently unwraps itself, hands to the heart, to the third eye, to the sky. Open the arms, let blessings rain down. Hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Looking to the hands, we walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Inhale, rising. Exhale, hands come to the heart. Inhale, reach up, look up, the blessings rain down. And let the ribbon blow in the wind. Reach up, exhale, sit down, chair pose. Hips and heels toward the earth, heart and hands toward the sky. Can you feel it? Can you feel the power in your center? The uplifting of your spirit as you reach. Rise up. Hands behind the back. Fingers joining together. Roll the shoulders back. Liberate your heart. Let it fill up with the blessings showering down. Fold forward. Head drops down into gravity. Hands can reach up to your own flexibility. Hands down to the mat now. Walk or jump back, downward facing dog. Bring the right knee into your body, shift forward. Hover in plank or kneeling plank, growing in strength. A breath taking us deeper. Step back, downward facing dog. Bring the left knee in, come forward and hover. Strength is not just in the body. Maybe it's a strength of being present, the strength of breath. Step back, downward facing dog. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Right leg reaches into the sky. Let's take an extra big step for our last standing series. Plant the back foot, open wide now, warrior two. Let the leaves of your shoulders roll back to reveal the beauty of the flower in your heart. You don't need to know. You don't need to think. Feel. Where does my body feel aligned here? Where do I feel myself opening? Where do I feel my energy flow? How can breathing more deeply take me deeper? Now, without shifting the legs at all, take a little reach forward. Turn the right hand over, streak it across the sky. Reverse warrior, the left hand dripping down the left leg. We open the right side of our body. Then bend the right arm, lay it across the right leg. This time, left fingers in the sky, and we open beautifully into the side angle pose. Can you lift your heart to receive the blessings raining down? And hands come down to the mat. We step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Raise the left leg into the sky. Take that extra big step forward. Let your legs be wide apart. Experience yourself opening up. Warrior two. Soft, revealing shoulders. Big open heart. Where do I feel aligned? Where do I feel most present? Where do I feel connected to my awakened energy? How can this pose help me let go? Every exhale, a sigh of release. It's all you need. Little reach forward, left hand turns over and spreads across the sky. Reverse warrior. And then the left hand folds over the left leg. Right fingers into the sky, side angle pose. In every pose, go to the variation that fits your body. There are as many ways as there are bodies in the room. People in the world. Where for you does it feel amazing? The blessings rain down. And then come back down to the mat. Let's step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, we push our way back to downward facing dog. But let's lay our knees onto the mat. Reach our hips into our heels. And we come to a time of rest in child's pose. Lay yourself down. Let your breath take you deeper into your experience. What do I feel now? Can you connect to the awakened energy that's flowing, rushing like a river inside? Can you experience a stillness? Slowly look toward the front of our mat. Our hands planted, fingers wide, we tuck our toes. Hips reach into the sky, we come to downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhaling, we roll ourselves gently up. We reach up to a prayer, and we bring that prayer into our heart. So we're ready now to experience balancing poses. Let's begin our balance on the right foot today, and we'll begin with our tree pose. So first come the roots, then we take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or up to the thigh of the right leg, finding our center with hands at our heart. Stay here, or if you feel steady, maybe branches will begin to emerge, grow and spread. Let yourself be so quiet inside that the wisdom of the trees can whisper to you. What would they say? Now hands come back to our heart. Let's take our left knee forward now. Excuse me, we'll take right hand onto the knee, left hand behind the back. Stand a little taller. And then let your heart twist around to the left. Once again, twisting our spine into this wonderful healing, nurturing, cleansing. Now with balance, unwind. Let your arms reach out, the wings of an eagle. Wrap the left leg around the right and the right arm over the left. You can take your shoulders in your hands or you can bring the arms together. Lifting your head high. I've never seen an eagle with its head hanging low. Sit tall on your perch. your vision extending for miles. And then let the eagle soar. Come back to 2 feet. Give yourself a moment to relax, to release. And let's plant the roots for the tree through our left foot. From the roots, the right foot ankle, calf, or thigh. Hands come to a prayer. And if there are branches waiting to be released, let them grow. The quiet inside. Listen to the whispers of the wisdom. Hands come back to our heart. Take the right knee forward. Left hand on the knee, right hand behind the back. Straighten up tall. Give yourself lots of spine to twist your heart around to the right this time. Twisting out all that we're not so that we can be all that we are. Twisting out the stressful events of our week. Now unwind with balance if possible, hands to the heart, and then spread wings out to the sides. Right leg around the left, left arm over the right. Eagle pose. Strong, centered, powerful. And then the eagle flies. Step side to side, relax, release. And then follow a big wave of breath right up into the sky. And exhale, let that wave roll into the shore. As hands come to earth, we step our feet back. We lay our knees down. And once again, we come to rest in child's pose. If you enjoy it, walk hands over to the right. Take a side bend into the left side of your body. Back to center. And then over to the left side of your mat. Stretch into the right side of your body. Then we come back again to center. And here we'll walk our hands in toward our knees. We're coming in just a moment to camel pose, so let's prepare for that now by taking a fold in our mat so we have cushioning for our knees. We'll set our knees onto that cushioning as wide as our hips, tucking toes under, stand up onto both knees. But let's start with hands at the heart. And then we reach up, we look up, we open up, and we let blessings shower down. And then we let the ribbon blow in the wind. Now reach hands behind your back. Make fists at your low back. Lengthen up through the spine. Roll your shoulders back. Reveal your beautiful heart. Let blessings shower down. Find for you a beautiful back bend that's not painful, but feels expansive and energizing and euphoric. Slowly come up from the back bend and gently fold that back bend into child's pose. On your way to child's pose, let your mat stretch out again. Let it become long as you reach back. Gently releasing through back, spine, hips. And with hands planted on the mat, we curl our toes. We tuck them under our feet. We lift our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. So let's come to some wonderful releasing in our hips with pigeon pose. Sit the right leg forward. Bend the right knee. Let the foot come behind the left hand, knee behind the right. Gently lay the left leg down. Take all the time you need to center and balance your pigeon pose. With heart lifted or folded, close your eyes, let your breath take you deeper. You don't need to know how to let go. You set the stage now by coming into this pigeon pose. Now let your exhale be a beautiful sigh of release. Can you feel it now? In your right hip, can you feel the letting go? Without thinking about it, we just feel, experience. It's all an investigation. Come onto the mat. We tuck our back toes under, and as we step back, let's raise the right leg into the sky. And then we'll bring it forward again as if we were coming right back to pigeon pose. But once we've laid the left leg down, let's hop the left knee in behind the right. With feet spread apart, we sit down between our feet, and we're ready for a twist. Right hand behind the back, left arm into the sky with an inhale. Exhale, hook the left elbow across the right leg. And then corkscrew your spine all the way around to the right. Lengthening upward as it reaches from earth to sky. Your breath taking you deeper. Deeper into this moment. And then the twist unwinds. Swing the right leg back. Take hands in front of you. Let's step back. Downward facing dog. There's a freedom, a lightness, a tingling in our right side that feels so much better. Let's match that on the left side of our body. Step forward for pigeon pose. This time it's knee behind the left hand, foot behind the right. Lengthening as you lay the right leg down. All the time you need to find your way. Once you're there, close your eyes. Take a big exhale, sigh into release. Now we feel it in the left side. Every breath takes us deeper into the letting go of this moment. Every event in our life leaves its little marks on us. Marks of stress and tension, worry, fear. Your breath take you deeper into the release. Letting those emotions go. To experience freedom and lightness, tingling of aliveness. Hands onto the mat. Curl the right toes under, send the left leg into the sky behind you. And then bring the right left leg forward again, laying it down as if you were coming to pigeon, but hopping the right knee in to snuggle into the left. Sit down between the feet, left hand behind the back, right arm with an inhale to the sky. Exhale, hook the right elbow across the left leg, corkscrew your twist, earth to sky. And the twist unwinds. Hands come in front of us as we swing the left leg back. And we'll step back to our last downward facing dog. With an equal feeling of lightness, tingling of aliveness, freedom in both sides. How wonderful that feels. Lay knees to the mat now. Cross the ankles, swing hips over the feet. We come to sit. Legs extending forward now for a forward bend. Inhale, reach up into your breath. Look up, the blessings rain down. And then exhale, fold forward. Close your eyes. Gently relax into this forward bend. With no struggle, no fight. Allowing yourself to be where your body needs to be. And then just relaxing into the moment. Letting your breath take you deeper into the feeling of introspection, contemplation. What happens if I slow my breath down? If I see my exhale as a sigh of letting go? If I focus more completely on my commitment to being present, let's walk our hands up the legs. And from here, we'll bend our knees and lower down onto the floor. So roll yourself carefully down onto the earth. Let your knees come into your body to rock side to side. And then come to a nice place of feeling centered on the earth. Hands to the floor beside you, or if you worry about your low back at all, tuck your hands underneath your hips. With legs together, reach legs into the sky, connecting to the center of strength in your body, your abdominal muscles. Now, as if they were pedaling a bike, take both legs forward and down. And then with the strength at your center, draw them back in. And circle around and around very slowly. Now, can you relax your face, your jaw, your shoulders? And let this work come from your center. Take one more circle around. And then once the knees come back to your center, pause for a moment. Soften face and jaw, shoulders. And let's pedal backwards. First reaching the legs out. And then up. And back into your body. And then next time knees come into your body, wrap your arms around them, rock side to side. And then come into stillness, let your head drop side to side. We're ready now to move into inversions. If you feel safe moving into a shoulder stand, be careful and gentle with yourself as you lift hips and legs up above your shoulders. Hands support you at your hips. Or move into a bridge pose with feet planted on the mat. We push into the earth and peel our hips and spine off the ground, creating a bridge. Now let your breath take you deeper. These poses, such a beautiful prescription for our stressful, busy life. A chance for the organs in our body that get drawn down into gravity all day to reposition. Come back to where they naturally should be. We awaken and stimulate our circulatory system, but we calm and relax our mind. Let your breath take you deeper. Now gently, carefully, slowly, begin to bring yourself back to the mat, just one vertebra at a time. When you finally come back to the mat, if you've been choosing the bridge pose today, give your back a gift by hugging your knees and giving it a little stretch. And then we move into the fish pose. Feet planted on the earth, we lift our hips up enough to slip our hands underneath. Legs extending onto the floor. Let's sit on our hands and tuck our elbows and forearms under our back. The shoulders roll back like leaves presenting the beautiful flower at our heart. Let your head fall back. And let blessings shower down. Slowly then the head lifts up again. And we lay that fish pose back onto the earth. Slip the hands out from under your hips and reach them now behind your head. grow yourself as long as you can possibly become. We have one last twist to heal and nourish our back and spine. Reach down to take the right knee into your body, give it a nice hug, and guide it across to the left. Turn your head to the right, and let this healing twist wrap itself around your body. Take a nice deep breath, and let your exhale be a sigh of letting go. Left hand releases and we fall gently onto our back again. Find your way to the center of your mat. Extend the legs and the arms to get a little longer. Walk your shoulders and hips apart. Now cradle the left leg. Bring it right into your heart, then guide it all the way over to the right. Turn your head to the left now. A great big breath with an exhale that sighs you into letting go. Let your breath take you deeper. Now drop the right hand away, roll back gently onto your back. Find your way to the very center of your mat, wherever you feel you are there. Release yourself completely to the floor now. You're welcome to grab something for warmth if you'd like. Close your eyes. Let yourself come to this complete surrender. Let blessings rain down on you. Blessings of a quiet, peaceful mind, a healed and happy body, a joyful heart, a chance to connect to your spirit. Live this day as if the sky rains blessings in your direction. As if the trees speak their deepest secrets in your ear. As if bird songs can lift you outside your ordinary state of mind and bring you truth. Be the creative juice flowing through the universe. Be compassion in action and wholeness in motion. Be silence and stillness. Be the ocean of love so palpable that not one cell of you disputes the fact that you are that. Be so open to your destiny that it unfurls like a banner in the sky, a sign saying, live until you die with gratitude, generosity, and grace. Live until you die with gratitude, generosity, and grace. Your breath take you deeper into this amazing state of being. Without knowing how, we've arrived. Let the blessings rain down. Feel well. welcome to continue this relaxation for as long as you would like. There's no one coming in here after us. If you're ready now or whenever you are later to close your practice, take a moment first to honor your practice today with a closure all your own that feels meaningful for you right now. When you've had that closure, whether it's now or in the future, let your next transition to be rolling over onto your right side. Let your breath take you deeper here, deeper still. And then finally, in your own time, come back to the comfortable seated position where our practice began. And for a moment, offer your gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts, the blessings that you've received, for how wonderful you feel. Once more, we let our head drop down and sway from side to side. And then we come to our center. A wave of breath carries our arms up into the sky where our hands meet together in a prayer. A prayer comes to our forehead for blessings in our thoughts today. To our lips for blessings in our words. To our heart for blessings in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.